not going to
conference will.
I'm not going to run through everything from the Hawaiian Presidential Summit because there were lots of things going on. We had a nonprofit meeting. We also had a mastermind group that met, some top leaders from every country that Manitech's in, and just had a great mastermind session. And then we had a North American. We had breakout sessions, and there are a lot of things discussed. But the outline would have been 42 pages long if I put all of that in there. So what I really focused on is these improvements to the compensation plan, because it's just really great to see that Manitech has taken a step in the forward that way, and then some of the other highlights for everybody. So let's jump in and start talking about that, because I know you're all anxious to hear it. Anyway, let's talk about the foundation for the changes, because Manitech went out and they found, what should I say, the king of compensation plans in network marketing industry. His name is Dan Jensen, and he set himself apart from everybody else years ago, probably 30 years ago. He chose to step into working with companies on their compensation plans in the MLM industry. So he's a specialist in this area. He's familiar with virtually everyone's plan out there, and Manitech paid a pretty dollar to have him on board, and they sat through meetings, like endless meetings, as you would hear from the people that were part of them, and then started implementing some of the changes with lots of feedback until they came out with what we currently have as moving forward. And so it's great that we were able to take on things in this comp plan and make some tweaks and improvements that really set us apart and from other people in the industry, but are consistent with the philosophy behind what a comp plan should do in a direct selling type company. Manitech today is already pays out one of the highest rates of any of the companies out there. They gave us some comparative analysis that was done by a third-party research. Like if you looked at Amway, they pay out about 33%, Herbalife 34%, USANA about 40%, 42%, and Manitech was at 45%. So that's huge. So, and I don't have all the rest of them, but you could look that up. And in some of the companies, like Herbalife says that they pay out 60%, but they include the discount that they sell their products to associates. So imagine if you went in and you looked at our retail price of our products and you looked at what we pay on automatic order, and if you added that as part of the compensation. Well, man, that's not really, we don't call that compensation because it's not dollars in your pocket, right? So, but Herbalife likes to play with their numbers to, and by the way, did anyone see that in the newspaper in New York Times? Apparently Herbalife's getting major lawsuits against them now for illegal compensation issues or things like that. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but they're fighting that battle and not helping with the reputation of our industry by any means. So, but anyway, but Manitech pays a real high percentage, but the payouts are not as effective as they could be. And that's what caused Manitech to make these improvements, because a comp plan should incentivize us to take proper activity to grow our business, right? We want to incentivize specific behavior, not bad behavior. And I think some of the hello? I heard somebody interrupt. Okay, I guess they just accidentally got off mute. We want to make sure we incentivize the right behavior to grow a business in the most profitable way for everybody involved. So Manitech broke it out and said, well, we acknowledge there are three lead types of leaders. There's leaders who succeed by developing leaders. That would be probably more like the presidentials. And then there's executives, perhaps. And now there's the managers who succeed by developing managers and doing the right things. That would be more the level of national director. And then we have new associates that come in, and they're selling, recruiting, and building small teams. And so that's how they looked at it: leaders, managers, new associates, three type of things. And they've set forth five golden activities: selling, recruiting, building managers, building leaders, and retention. So we need to incentivize all those five golden activities that's involved. And some of the principles that were outlined that Manitech put in place for purposes of revamping the comp plan are the following. Number one, the dollar per hour proposition. And earnings must be high enough to compete for time. In other words, you got to make it profitable enough for people to want to be participating in your network marketing business. And if you look at the analysis across the board, Dan Jensen informed the company that most people are looking to make about $25 an hour. was what they have in mind, which is a pretty fair rate of return. Some of us go, wow, I'd love to make $25 an hour. I work my... Well, the reality is, if you really look at how many hours you spend not surfing the net, not watching Success Tracker to see if anything's happening, but truly out there doing the golden activities, I think you'd be amazed at how much you're getting paid per hour because very few of us are really doing the golden activities. So they're not saying how much time you waste in network marketing, but it's like how much time you commit to doing the right activities. We're looking at $25 an hour. And per month, everyone who is working needs to be making at least $350 to $500 per month. That's kind of a base thing to keep people's attention in the organization. So Manatech right away realized that some of the areas that they're falling shy on is some of those early levels of development. And so it was important to reestablish that and look at targeting a level of leadership that becomes, you know, our goal, our target goal for people. And that has become the national director, and you're going to hear more about that as we go forward in this description today. It's really aiming at people that reach national director, and you're going to see why. And it's to me, it's awesome because now I can really go out there and talk to people and say, hey, well, you know, how would $1,000 change your life if you got 1,000 extra dollars every 4 weeks? Would that make a difference in your life? And that's really the direction this is going in, is to pay that amount out at the national director level. And let's jump in. Autoship is another thing. It's a holy grail. Our treatment was a little crazy because, you know, some of you recognize that. When you do go on autoship, you can go in, put an order on automatic order, get it shipped and cancel it, and then order 3 months later. Right? So what was the 10% discount really giving Manatech? Was it establishing good behavior by associates? Was it really incentivizing people to be on auto ship every month? Not really, because people were playing the games with it. There were too many games that could be played with it. So it really wasn't working in the way that Manatech had first proposed it to work, because it was more being manipulated than it was actually in effect. So we're going to talk about how that's going to change, that auto ship discount or benefits to loyalty programs for customers. The career path is the make or break component of the comp plan, and this gets back into that career path of people feeling like they're progressing through the system. Do it right or you're going to fail. So Manatech, they looked at it, and at the level of national director, that should be the central focus for our comp plan. That's never happened before, but what a blessing that is. So our central focus is that people will get to national director. So that's where we're putting our attention of where the money needs to be, where do we give big rewards and allow people to feel they're confident and comfortable that this is their career path. They can maybe making enough money at that they can go out there and grow their business and help others get to national director, so we all become national director factories. So so from start to ND, when you make that progression from start to national director, there's a great reward matching the step-by-step achievement and carrying a payday of $1,000 for VP. That's the goal. That's the structure of the comp plan today. I know there are a lot of national directors on this call today. Some of you not there yet, but I mean, I know because I have people in my own family who are at the national director level that have, you know, maybe 14,000 or 16,000 of volume, and they're making about $700 a month. And I always thought, golly, that's not very much money for all that volume. Well, you know, even at 6,000, 7,000 with this new comp plan, you're going to be looking at making, you know, $800, $1,000 on a monthly basis. So really is changing the compensation for the national director level, which is awesome, because we want people to achieve that level, because that's when you really have a financial difference in your life. And we wanted to make sure that the other principle here was making sure the balance of the degree of difficulty matched up with the rewards. So you don't want to make it too difficult, because that'll stop advancement. And I think some of that is what we may have seen in the past along Manatech's career path, that, you know, getting to that $1,000 a month was crucial. The other thing that was important for Sam and all of this process, by the way, a lot of people were out there and you get enticed. Like, I know there's a company out there called Visalis and many other ones that what they have is this bonus, this car bonus that you hit a certain level. Like, it might be national director, executive director, and they have a car bonus type program. And their car bonus is by the company gets you a car so you can drive your new Mercedes, and they pay the monthly payment the debt, the monthly payment, so they'll sign up for a 4 or 5 year deal. I don't know exactly what their particulars are. But the minute you don't qualify as executive director in a given period or whatever that level is, that becomes a debt you have to absorb. So they slap this debt on your shoulders. It's your car. The company's only paying the debt, right? And so, but if you fail to qualify, guess what happens? You've got to get that money out of your own pocket. So Sam is so anti-debt. He's lived his whole life without debt. He doesn't like to collect debt on his and anything that he does because he really follows the scripture in that regard. And so he was very anti this whole concept of strapping somebody with debt on a, on that basis. And, you know, some people go, well, but that's their fault if they don't qualify. That's not how Sam looks at it. Neither do I, because many things can happen that would cause you to lose qualification and to have such a huge negative burden on your life if you just don't happen to qualify is very, very tough. He doesn't like to have negative things be the reinforcing aspect of incentivizing people. So instead of doing that, there's a bonus that's going to be paid. It's called an impact bonus at each of the leadership levels, the national director, executive, and presidential. And we'll talk about that as well. So it's not a car bonus because we don't want to strap people, but it's going to give you enough money. If you want to go buy a car with it, you can choose to do that. But again, it's not about Manatech slapping a debt, a car debt, on your life just because you hit a certain level. And there are a lot of people, there are people out there with some of these companies that are really angry about the additional debt on their life. And, you know, they might be liking driving around a Mercedes, but $600 a month is a little much for them to be paying on the budget that they were on. So that's important too, that you know that the changes are being made to give you the best possible fat cash flow without increasing any kind of debts on anyone's books and records, since we're all very conscious of that since our last recession, hopefully. The company acknowledged that over the years, some of the mistakes that we had in our prior comp plan were, you know, people would buy into titles, you know, get to director levels and buy into it. We had sometimes qualifications that were too high for beginners, like in the first 90 days, reach this, this, and this. There also were areas where qualifications were too low. They also saw that one-legged wonders were being created out there, and they wanted to avoid that. Advancement based only on personal performance. They wanted to make sure that your advancement was based on people who performed underneath you as well. And then the loss of income upon advancement, i.e. regional director. Some of you are familiar with the regional director status. You know, you go out there and earn your team bonus, so you're making $100 a month, and then 2 months later you get to regional, that's pre-regional. So you're making your team bonus with six only people, and then all of a sudden you take off and you get to your regional director, and how much do you make? $110. And there just wasn't a big enough progression. You know, it was almost, in fact, some regionals prior to the most recent income change that they made a little while back. Lydia, I can hear a noise in the background. Sorry, everybody. Prior to the other change they recently made, that the fact was that you could actually become regional director and earn less than the team bonus, because you lost the team bonus, now it was just income you were generating from your business, and sometimes that didn't even add up to 100. So there was some crazy things happening in the comp plan that really disincentivized people. Well, we needed to get rid of all of that and make it something that had a, you know, every time you grew, your income grew. That was going to be critically important. And we didn't see that other places, but we saw it at that regional level. So the goal, overall goal for these changes is to use the comp plan to direct behavior, have everything people do contribute to their leadership levels. You maximize the payout at every single level of Manatech, all our leadership levels, and integrate our mission in the comp plan, our mission to give for real, and then also simplify it so everybody would feel that they could understand it, because there were a lot of complexities that just really wound people up and got people confused. So the proposed comp plan changes are as follows. Number one, pay immediately. In other words, checks are going to go out every 2 weeks, and I know we do that today, but they're adding more of the income from different categories in both checks, so you'll be getting instead of one very insignificant check and one major check, you're going to have more significant income flowing out on each of the checks. That's important for people to see that cash flow on a more immediate basis. Number two, organizational activity. They're putting PV on every pack. PV on every pack. So imagine if you go out there and you're a brand new associate, and you go out and you sign up three all-stars. You're going to already be a regional director, as long as you don't have them in all in one leg or in two in one leg. You have to, the regional director structure has to be maintained. But in that, think about it, people, that you, 1,500 of volume you'll have in that one business period just from the packs you sold, the all-star packs. So you would qualify as a regional director. Isn't that great? I mean, you don't have the GPV, but they're going to give you PV off of packs that are sold. So imagine, I just want you guys to all think about it. If you look at how much growth and activity in your organization, you're going to get PV on the 109s and you get PV on the 498 packs and the 998 packs. But it's just amazing that you're going to be able to watch your business, your GPV. For the average person out there that has any kind of activity going on in the organization, you're going to see a GPV growth just like that. I mean, you might add, you know, one presidential said they added 25,000 just by PV. There was one gal who was an executive director. She says, I'm going to be a presidential director now because of this PV added off of PAC sales. Isn't that cool? I mean, it's exciting as all get out. And it's great because Manatech looked at it and said, you know what? We should be rewarding people because it's just product sales, isn't it? It's product sales. So they're going to be adding PV on every single pack, and that'll help you guys grow and get the regional, national executive faster and presidential faster, which is super for everyone. And it really is going to be very rewarding to brand new people starting up, because those are the people that really seem to be more dynamic, perhaps, in signing people up and enrolling people, and every single one of those packs will add to their PV. The team balance, a team bonus is no longer based on balance of two legs, and not based on a $100 order in six people or four people's names, okay? Rather, they're going to collect all of your GPV. So that means that those people ordering 50 or 75 or just Nutriveris or whatever, they all get accumulated. So as long as you collect up to 600 GPV from all sources, including pack volume, right, as long as you have 600 GPV, no more than 65% of it in occurring in one leg, you're going to earn the team bonus. That's cool. Because before, it required specific. It had to be at least $100. You had to have at least six people. Remember, it had to be more than three in any given leg. They had all these rules. That's going out the window. So really, it's about volume. It's about PV, and it's coming from any and all sources, and it includes any order, even if it's less than $100. So you're not wounded by those people that order just $75 product. They don't get disqualified for purpose of your team bonus. They changed the team bonus as well. For a lot of you who understand the team bonus the way it is, you get it's a subsidy. It takes whatever income you've already made, and it brings it up to $100. So some of you you go, wow, my team bonus is $100. Well, really, in effect, it was only $14 because all the member bonuses and all the other income that you're earning is included in there, and the Manatech just guarantees you make at least $100 in a given month. So it basically subtracts off of the team bonus amount, right? If the team bonus is 100, but you had $80 you earned before, that 80 got deducted out of your income because they only gave you the 100 team bonus. Or if you want to look at it another way, you were only getting a $20 team bonus because it just subsidized the 80 you're already making to get up to 100. Nothing like that's going to occur again. What they're going to do is they're going to give you a $60 team bonus and then add, excuse me, on top of it, all your member bonuses, PAC bonuses, AO bonuses, and team development bonuses. So it's a huge benefit, big difference. I love it because it incentivizes behavior. And that's what we want to do. We want to incentivize activity behavior instead of just not, you know, taking away the incentive for activity because you're already at the $100 they're giving you, so why should I do more work? Just because you can't get any more, if you signed up a new member and got $20 for that, your team bonus your monthly income may not change because your gross income might have only been 60 or 70 or 80, and so that team bonus now, instead of being a $40 benefit, it's a $20 benefit, but you didn't earn anything more even though you had more activity. So all of your earnings are going to now be attributable to more further activity, and that $60 team bonus is like all the other bonuses that we have. It's independent, it happens, and nothing can subtract from it. Everybody clear on that? And I love that because that's the way it should be. We should never be discouraging behavior. I love the idea that people could earn $100 fast, but again, what was happening in the past is people would earn their $100 so they could cover the cost of their order, but then when they got to regional director, they'd be earning almost the same amount as they had been earning the first couple months that they were just getting team bonus. That makes no sense. There's got to be a progression of income for people to keep the incentive going. The way a lot of this income that's being redistributed in this program is coming from is they're basically taking money out of the unilateral except at the sixth level and below. So the first five levels are basically being eliminated in unilateral and the sixth level is being kept. The other thing that this does, people, is that by having the sixth level and below have unilateral payouts, it's going to help incentivize all of us to grow deep. And that's the thing that makes the most sense in how we grow our organization, is instead of growing wide, grow deep. Our comp plan in the past had so much confusion about which direction to go. Do I grow wide? Do I go deep? Do I go? And people would ask these questions, and you go, well, there's reasons to go wide, and there's reasons to go deep. And I'm going to tell you that the way this is working out for me, looking at the new comp plan changes, I'm telling people four legs, and that's it. You want to stack those four legs. You want to grow those four legs. And there's more reason for that you'll see as we go through these proposed comp plan changes. So what's going to happen is, and we'll get into the different concepts with the money being paid out the way it is with national directors, Manatech is also developing. Remember I said they wanted to have some input into our mission. Bonuses, a mission bonus, because every time we grow our business, what are we doing? We're adding more children that are being able to get their products around the world through the Give for Real program. So Phytoblend, we are adding more and more Phytoblend to be distributed. So Manatech wanted to have a reward program for that. So they developed a bonus program based on the Give for Real program. At national director level, you're going to get $300 each business period called the Impact Bonus. And again, you can look at these numbers and say, wow, that's what's going to help me go from my $600 I'm getting now or $500 up to almost $1,000, right? And EDs, executive directors, are going to get a $650 bonus each business period, and presidential directors are going to get a $1,500 impact bonus each business period. So those are the bonuses that are going to be paid out called impact bonuses. And it's based on they don't go in and calculate how many children you're feeding. They look at just purely on volume. When you hit those levels, we know how many kids you're impacting. So the company's going to be paying out those kind of bonuses to you on a monthly basis or on a four-week basis. Okay, so that's a great bonus as well that's going to help kick up those income levels to where they need to be, especially at the lower levels. So it's going to be a great, I'm telling you, people, they ran massive numbers of runs on this to look at how it impacted different people. Everybody, I think there was one presidential whose income went down. I think it was Ray Robbins, maybe, I don't know. But everybody else's went up, not significantly necessarily, but they all went up. But that where the biggest impact was felt was at the national director level, that national directors were all making, like, with their aim and their direction for this program was to really boost that national director and to incentivize those people to make close to $1,000 on a monthly basis. And then you can decide if you want a car or not a car or whatever it is instead of dictating to you to go in debt. That's the last thing, again, that Sam wanted. Let's talk about the auto order program and what Manatech is looking at. Instead of having our auto order program be something that can be easily manipulated by anyone and really isn't about customer loyalty, to look at it from a perspective of how can we build loyalty. That means repetitive auto orders over a period of time. So right now, anyone can get a 10% discount on a one-time order. Anyone can. So they're looking and they're going, well, let's do this. Let's make it a double reward, but require a little bit of longevity on automatic orders. So this is what they're doing. They're deleting the 10% automatic discount. And this is going to kick into effect, and they're not going to do it automatically to all customers. So I want all of you to understand that, oh my gosh, if you've got a bunch of customers out there, customers are going to have an election whether they want to stay on. Oh, I'm sorry, Lydia's interrupting me. Yeah, okay. I lost place where I am. The automatic order, so the 10% on your customers, Manatech's not going to implement this, let's say business period 8, and immediately stop the 10%. There's going to be an election. You can make an election to choose into the loyalty program or stay at the 10% discount. So they're going to allow people to elect what direction they want to go. And that's a great thing for a lot of us because we have customers out there that might have been ordering this product for the last 10 years, and if we could go in there and try to change something for them, they might really get up in arms about it when they lose their 10% discount. You can think about that, right? And it's great that Manatech has thought this through because I think it would wreak havoc on us if we had to go out there and try to manage all those changes with all those customers. So it's going to be an election process. But listen to what the difference is. And we're going to have big programs and communication waves out there to help people make their decisions in the best possible way. And, of course, you and I are going to opt out of the 10% discount without even thinking about it. And this is why. Because of the replacement program, the loyalty program. What they're going to do is they're going to delete the 10% auto discount. So right now, if you buy $100 a month in wholesale cost of product and you put it in an auto order, it's going to cost you $90, right? That's the way it works today. Well, Manatech's going to build it into a loyalty program. So if you buy that $100 on a monthly basis, you're not going to get the 10% discount. So you order January $100, February $100, March $100. So you have three periods in a row. This is going to apply to members as well as associates. So associates are based on business periods, members on months, right? If you order 3 months in a row on auto order, okay, auto ship, then instead of getting 10% off of each of your orders, Manatech is going to give you a 20% product credit. Okay, listen to that. A 20% product credit. So let's say I'm ordering, I put a concept in there. My auto order is $159 for January, February, March. This would be probably a member because I'm using months. As of April 1st, I would have collected a $96 product credit because I have 3 months at $159, 20% per month. That gives me $96. I'd have almost $100 that I could use to buy. It's product credits to buy additional products at Manatech. And as long as I use that credit within the next 12 months, it never goes away, okay? You have 12 months to use up your product credits. So that's the way their loyalty program will work. So it will truly be based on your loyalty to staying on the products. You're just going to have to manage it every 3 months in some way, shape, or form and say, okay, this is what I'm ordering. Every 3 months I'm going to add this, this, and this, or I'm going to, you know, whatever products that you might be buying otherwise, you would want to put into that $96 to absorb that additional product that Manatech's giving you for free. So you're getting almost $100 of free products every 3 months if you're ordering $159 on a monthly basis. Much better than saving you $48 in 3 months. Yes, go ahead.
This is Ann. I had just one question. Some of the bundles are like, you know, when you said $159, I immediately thought of bundle. They don't give you any more discount when you do automatic order on the $159.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going to happen to the price of those bundles now that they take away auto orders.
Sure.
Does that make sense? I have no idea. I mean, this has there's so many repercussions to all of this that I can't outline all of them for you. But I thought the same thing because the $159 is the $159. I don't know if that $159, I use that as an example, not with the intention of saying it was going to stay at that price because I don't know that.
Right.
Because the $159 has to be on auto order in order to get that price, right?
No, I don't think so.
I think so. Is it a one-time order?
Yeah, I think it can be in one time. Hold on.
I don't know. I don't think so. You might look at that. I think it's an built-in auto-order price, okay? So anyway, but the idea is that I don't know what's going to happen with those built-in automatic order prices. It would just be in regard to bundles, but you can take a peek at that, and we'll see. We'll see what Manatech does with that. But the beauty of it is that you're doubling up on the value that you're getting. So why would an associate not do it? I can't imagine anyone not doing this. It's a double bonus for all of us who have been loyal with our product intake. Now, going out and talking to consumers that are just have been on the same products for 8 years, there's a little different philosophy there about what you're going to do to deal with that. But trust me, over the next 6 months, we're going to spend plenty of time to be able to formulate ways of connecting with them and talking to them about it and making sure that they can take advantage of this. And we surely want them to have the same kind of rewards because, you know, it's a great program. The downside I see with an average consumer, somebody out there who's, you know, 80 years old buying the same products and been doing it for 10 years, they wouldn't want to, what do they want credits for? Why do they want to manage it every 3 months? I mean, there might be an administrative headache for some of those people, so they may just stay on the 10% discount and just leave it that way. And thank you, Manatech, for allowing that to happen. Now, is there an incentive for you as an associate to get everybody converted? Absolutely. But we'll talk about more about that down the road because I don't want to get into all the particularities about that. But it will have a big play in terms of your income levels as well. So it's just something we need to look at. We're going to have more analysis of this as we go down. But just so you understand that this loyalty program is really going to be built around loyalty. And for I don't know about you guys, but I haven't missed a month of automatic orders since the day I started, which is back in 97. So I'm one of these like 15, 16, I know, and there's other people on this call that are 20 years in this, right? I mean, so I have a lot of years, but I still fall shy of a lot of people on this call who are up to 18 or 19 years because they've been on it since the day they started with Manatech in 94. So anyway, but it's a great program. I love it. I love the idea. I think it double rewards those of us that are loyal, and there's nothing like I can always use extra products. For me, I'm always giving them away. The other thing is I support some of my relatives who just order once in a while, so this is going to give me an opportunity to get those products for free through those credits to deliver to them. So there's just a lot of neat things for us that we can use those products for many, many ways or contribute those products as well to people in need because a lot of us are givers at heart, and we really do give a lot of our products away. So that's our new loyalty program that they're going to be implementing. Again, this might come out. I think there are some parts of the compensation plan that might come out a little earlier than the 8th business period. The loyalty program might be one of those, but we're not sure. But I'm not making any, with Manatech, I'm not making any assumptions about what's going to happen. But I just know that you know that's going to be something that will be different down the road. Star bonuses. A lot of you on this call are going, Mary Jo, I don't even know what star bonuses are. Exactly. Star bonuses have been the thing that's been kind of this monkey, on people's backs. Because star bonuses are something, when I first got involved in Manatech, the first thing I did was read the comp plan. Now, some of you said, Mary Jo, it's never been readable for me. And I said, I got it. And that's part of the simplification process that Manatech is going through, that people couldn't understand it. And the star bonus concept was one of the most difficult concepts in the comp plan. But basically what star bonuses were is it was a way for you as an associate to get paid bonuses off of people in your downline who signed up all-stars. Even if you had nothing to do with them, you weren't the enroller, but if somebody in your downline signed up an all-star, you could get star bonuses. So, but the problem with it was is that in your qualifying leg, your first leg that you started, you collected no star bonuses. And then your second leg, you collect 1 star bonuses, your third leg, 2 star, your fourth leg, 3 star, and then your fifth leg and beyond, that's where you maximize your income, excuse me, off of star bonuses. So it was confusing to people. Well, the behavior that it triggered really caused some problems. There were people that wouldn't even support leaders in their first leg and their qualifying leg because it didn't benefit them with star bonuses. There were other people that built their first 4 legs and only put 12 in them, and then they'd start growing just in their 5th beyond leg and abandon their first 4 legs. I mean, it was such an aberration to how we suggest people grow their organization. It was leading people to be more deceptive or perhaps, you know, use other activities other than logical activities to grow an organization. We want everybody to grow their first 4 legs and not worry about going wide, but supporting their people 1,000% that they bring on board, no matter what leg they're in. So what Manatech is doing is it's deleting star bonuses altogether. So there won't be any star bonuses. So there's no concept of inciting you to go wide, abandon people, play the games with associates, because that has happened too frequently across the board in the last 10, 15 years of Manatech's business. So I love it, because even though I'm one of these people that made a lot of income from star bonuses, I mean a lot of income from star bonuses in the past, my second check was really large, and that was terrific. But the problem was that it was not necessarily for me, but the problem was that it was confusing to people. It turned out to be very manipulative by people, and very, you know, I just caused people to do a lot of crazy stuff in growing an organization. You don't want to do that. You want to build a compensation plan that works on its own, and that's the importance to do it. So as I look at it, I can't see any incentive to build wide anymore. I think the important thing here, and of course we're going to come up with more strategies as a lot of this information comes clearer to all of us, but I see the concept of building four legs so that you make sure that you are in a position to get the Platinum Presidential and just focus on those four legs. Start with two and then build two more, and you know what, people, just keep loading up. You get a brand new business builder, don't start a new leg. Put them in your pre-existing legs. Another reason to do that is because remember what they did with unilateral. If they get rid of unilateral in the first five levels, you don't want to be building wide at the top, because you're not getting paid out on that as much as you would be if you build depth. So it's going to be focused on four legs going deep, so you really maximize your unilateral. And so that's what you want to look at. That's kind of what I see in the program. Now, people are going to, again, as we go forward, there'll be other strategies, because we're very good on strategizing how best to build your business. But to me, this is so simple now. This simplifies our compensation plan and really makes it very, very favorable to all of you guys out there in the hinterlands that are building your business actively. It's going to be awesome. The results will be incredible. In fact, you know, after they did the compensation on the first day, on the Tuesday afternoon, I was like, why can't we have it today? I wanted to start it immediately, but they have a lot of work to do. You can tell by all the changes I brought up with you today how massive this is in terms of changing the compensation plan and the configuration on the computer. So the software changes they need to be made are going to, and they're going to have to do run after run after run to make sure that it works and it's producing the right results. Because the last thing we need to do is try to put this through too fast and trigger mistakes in our compensation plan. So I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. My greatest level of excitement, however, is not, I mean, there's just so many levels of excitement for me around the changes that are happening that make this compensation plan just so easy, and so easy for you to describe to people, and so easy for you to structure with people and new business builders. But my greatest level of excitement is for national directors. I am just overwhelmed. I just want to put a sign outside my door that's called the National Director Factory, because that's what I want everyone to get to, that national director level. Because once you get there, if you're making that $1,000 every 4 weeks, I know it will make a difference in your life, and you will help others to get there. So what's going to happen to you eventually? You're going to get to executive and national, because now, I mean a presidential, because you're going to become a national director factory. And that's our goal. We're going to build you as leaders, build you as managers first, and then build as leaders and watch this thing take off in the right direction. Woohoo! Everybody excited about that? Woo! I am. I hope you guys are. Some of you are going, I still don't understand it, Mary Jo. I know. But trust me, it's an absolute great move, all exceedingly positive. And I even had to work with some presidentials in Hawaii who were making lots of money on star bonuses that were flipping out, because that's where a lot of the... And I just sat down with them and I said, let's talk about what star bonuses really are. You know, it was really good. I mean, I had some good exchanges with some people, because I think it's time we really have a comp plan that makes total sense, and this one does. For me, it's awesome. And simple, easy, duplicatable, because it was the one that was always brought in to say, Mary Jo, would you describe the comp plan to this person? I would go, okay, where do I start? So we have one piece of paper that describes it all now, and it's real simple and straightforward, and it's great for everybody. Other things that we talked about, Nutriveris, we had a big discussion about Nutriveris. They're not big, but they talked about it's the number one SKU at Manatech today, so it's selling number third, I believe, behind Plus and Ambertose. So Nutriveris has taken a great step out in terms of sales for us. The feedback is all coming in. In fact, ManaThink, you can go to that website and you can register any of your issues, or because that's still available for comments, getting comments back to Manatech. But they're very well aware of taste, customer usage, packets. People have asked to get little packets, kind of like the GI Pro balance that we have in Nutriveris, and then put actually encapsulating it. Of course, those kind of things are going to increase the cost, but to make it more palatable to people, but Manatech's looking at all those things. Just know that their attention is on it. Number four on the outline is a new DVD is coming out emphasizing glycos and talking about the new National Academy of Science study. If you don't have a copy of that, you ought to get it. It's awesome. Manatech had a number of slides up at the event that went over that. Of course, I've already used it. I put it as part of a mana mail to my entire downline. I think that National Academy of Sciences article and study that came out last year in September was incredible because it emphasized the critical nature and importance of glycos. And by the way, we're adding one of those slides in our Tuesday night live. So this coming Tuesday night, it will be part of our Tuesday night presentation. Yay, to put one of those slides in there. All right, products coming. The big one that they talked about just briefly was a new weight loss product, Dr. Sinnott. I still take Osalene every day and will, you know, until we don't have it anymore because I love the product and I think it's great for me in terms of maintaining lean versus fat. But there's some issues with some of the ingredients in Osalene, not any issues from a quality perspective, but the problem with some of those ingredients are getting very costly. And Manatech's having a very hard time keeping their profit margin on the Osalene product. They've been sacrificing some of that rather than increasing the price to all of us. But they're getting to a point where it's pushing against that limit. And so the other thing that's happening, besides seeing a lot of those ingredients go up in prices, is the fact that there's a lot of new published theory out there about weight loss. And the most of it is focused on protein shortages. In other words, we're putting so many synthetics and high carbs in our body that we're triggering what we classify as the thrift gene. If you're not familiar with that, you can read Dr. Nugent's book. He talks about it greatly. Look it up on the internet and research it. It's called the thrifty gene. It's the way your body takes certain foods in and it says, oh, store, store, store. So it stores it because it doesn't know when it's going to get XYZ in the future, further foods. So our body does this, this thrift gene causes us to just gain weight and gain fat. And protein helps us dissipate the thrift gene activity. But our diets tend to be less protein filled. So what's become popular in the weight loss industry and looks like it's not a trend that's going to disappear here. It's a trend that's here to stay. Is a concept of protein drinks, weight loss protein drinks. And so Manatech's looking at this. Bob Sinnott is the one working on it, of course, our chief science officer, and he talked about all the different ingredients that he's looking at, and it was exciting to hear about some of those, and I'm excited to see when it's going to come out. I'm not sure they're going to have it. It didn't sound like Manifest was a breakthrough time, but it could be. I don't know. Because I'm not privy to all that, but they're talking about 100% real food, no soy milk product, and no soy or milk product in this new product. So it's exciting, and it's going to be a new operative for us because weight loss programs are still really high on that list. People everywhere are trying to throw off weight. We're still the most obese nation in the world, and we all need to help conquer that. Navigate changes. Texts are going to go out for every email. That was one of the changes. Lydia and I, we continue to work with Rodney and Tracy on making changes in Navigate to make it the most effective system for prospecting. And one of the things was people weren't opening emails. So now there's a new system they're developed that every time you send an email out from Navigate, there's going to be automatic text message sent to the person that they've received this email. And I think that's awesome, especially with people, with the young people, because I know my niece and nephew, when I send them something, I mean, I don't hear back from them. If I send them an email, I hear back for 2 weeks. because they don't even look at their emails anymore. Everything's about texting now. It's all a different world. And boy, I'm still just barely a newbie learner on texting, but I know everybody's doing it, so I'm jumping on board. I know I'm slow to learn. Everybody on this call is probably laughing at me. But, you know, I just got my iPhone like a year ago. I was using one of those dial-ups, I call it. My cell phone was so old, I called it my dial-up. But anyway, but so that's neat. Their training segments they're adding, and they did a lot of filming in Hawaii with all the presidentials there, and they're doing more filming back here in Dallas while Tracy's here for, I think, 2 more weeks. So there's going to be a lot of new additions to Navigate and corrections there and changes, so that's cool. Number 7, new trainings coming. There's 2 different new trainings that are coming, and there's a new associate training certificate. Some of you have been in Manatech for a long time have seen these before. We had them when I first started. They were called All-Star Training Certificates, $25, or Master Associate Training Certificates. I mean, Master Associate Training Certificates for $25. That means every new associate that signed up in Manatech would get one of these $25 certificates. They could go to a local training, take the training, and the person that was doing the training would get paid $25 for doing the training. They could just mail in these certificates. Well, Manatech's going to go back to that, and they're going to set up a general, a basic training to do for new associates, just like they had a basic master associate training. I'm very excited about that because it puts our training to be more systematic, that people aren't just going out there and signing up and then they don't know what to do step 2. So these trainings will really help people stay on track with what they need to do step 2, step 3, step 4. So that's great. The other thing they're going to do is leadership development courses coming. Sona Evanderhoop is associated with our company now on a contract basis. She has 20-plus years experience in self-development, has been developing. 20 years experience has been developing. Oh, okay, sorry, the language in the outline's not very good. Sounds like Sona's been developing for 20 years. Too quick a type job there, but in self-development. She's been in self-development type work and is building a terrific 2-day seminar for us. She did great work at the presidential summit. She had a lot of slides. We were being playful with it. One of the things I passed on to you from there was the Wheel of Life, and probably a lot of you have seen this before, but the idea on this is to attach where you are. If 0 is the center and 10 is the outside circle, if you want to look at that Wheel of Life, where are you on, like, your family life? From a 0 to 10, where would you rank yourself? Are you at a 5? Are you at a 7? Are you at an 8? Spirituality on 0 to 10, where are you? In intimate relationships, 0 to 10. Personal development. So each one of these lines, you put where you think you are from 0 to 10 and then draw it. And the important thing for us in our life is to be in balance. And that doesn't mean that if your family life is a 9 and your spiritual life is a 2, is to bring your family life back to 2. Right? You get this? I just wanted to be clear to people. The idea is to stay in balance. So what happens is when we do these circles of life, this wheel of life, from time to time, it emphasizes to us what areas of our life need what? Attention. And it's very important, and I love doing that because I think sometimes people get network marketing and they just become crazy and they abandon so many things around them just to do network marketing. What you want to do is not that. You want to stay in balance in your life. That's what's really critical for you, stay in balance. So get your life in balance. Make sure you look at every aspect of your life. That's going to create the greatest level of happiness and allow you to be most effective in doing what you're going to do. So, and she also had the crazy ones quote. I put that on there from Apple Computers. That's from Steve Jobs. I love that because she talked about we don't want to just be like everybody else, right? Here's to the crazy ones. We want to be innovative. We want to be different. We want to be unique. We want to get out there and do things in a special way. And this is a special time, a special company, we have special products. I mean, we are so distinguishable from the world that we want to be part of those crazy ones. And so read that quote. If you haven't read it before, I love it because I've read the book about Steve Jobs. I just thought it was unbelievable. I like his alternative reality theory. There's just so many things I love about who Steve Jobs was, things I didn't like, but we all have our ups and, you know, good sides, bad sides, and Steve did also. But he really motivates me. When I read about him, it motivates me to step up my game because he really knew how to play full out. And that's what I want to do in my life is play full out. Every day, every moment, I want to step into playing full out. And so that's it. Much more for the week. The whole thing was awesome. And I just ask all of you guys to work really hard to join us next year because Hawaii is awesome. It's just an awesome benefit that as a presidential director to be able to participate in it, to have that time and energy and be able to share the wonderful aspects of Hawaii and stay at the Grand Hyatt, beautiful ocean views, you know, just incredible. It's just, those islands are beautiful. They're fun to be there. Lydia and I always go on excursions. We rent a car every time we go from start to finish, so we always have wheels. And we go around the island. We do all sorts of fun things, go see everything from A to Z. We try to keep as active as possible to enjoy every ounce of the island. So does it feel like a vacation? Probably not. More like, you know, we're 24/7. If some of you might want to just lie on the beach, that's not what I like to do by any means. But work to get there for next year, and with all the pack volume going into your organization, you can see how, wow, maybe I can really start doubling and tripling my GPV in my organization. But first and foremost, what do we want to do? Get to national director. We want everyone to national director. I want to create as many national directors as I can over the next 6 months because I can't wait to see what they're earning when that eighth business period when Manatech implements all this. So people, we love it. Those national director factories will lead to presidential factories, and you know what? Manatech's back. We're on track. We got great things to look forward to. And of course, we, in the meantime, work hard at winning Cabo. But if you're not at national director yet, I'm just going to tell you that this, hopefully the talk today gave you the greatest incentive in the world to really work hard to get there. And then help people around you, because I really think that when I can look at somebody and say, how would $1,000, extra $1,000 every 4 weeks impact your life? Well, let's go make it happen. And it doesn't take $20,000 of volume, because most people couldn't make $1,000 a month unless they were signing up about getting all the direct bonuses until they hit, on a residual basis, until they hit executive director, which then it was about $2,000 a month. But it's still, before then, it was less than $1,000. But now you have that opportunity. And I'm ecstatic for all of you. I'm ecstatic for Manatech. I think this is the best thing I've seen them do in the compensation plan since the day I started. So, yahoo! It was great. We loved it. Hope you guys are all excited as I am. And look forward to seeing you all at Manifest. Any last-minute questions before we close
Mary
for the day? Yeah.
You skipped over the ambassador program.
Oh, did I? Oh, my gosh. It was in my outline, wasn't it? Woo!
Yes.
I just jumped right over it. Ambassador program looks like this. Manatech is adopting. There are a lot of companies out there. Oh, I see it. It's after deleting star bonuses. Thank you. There are a lot of programs out there. If you join another network marketing company, a lot of them in their rules and regulations say you can't be involved in another network marketing company, right? You see that often. Or you can't be involved in a competing product. Network marketing company. Manatech doesn't have that in their rules and regulations, so you're allowed to. So if you wanted to do Nikon or you wanted to do, you know, whatever, I could name 1,000, but whatever. If you wanted to do Amway at the same time you're doing Manatech, that's a choice you can make. I highly suggest you don't do it because the way to get to presidential in any one of these companies or higher level that you start making the kind of money that you'd like to make is by giving it all, your all. But people go, oh, but I've tried all my customers. I'm going to just try a different product and just keep the same customers and get them on five different products. Well, go at it. You can still do that in Manatech. That's not changed. What has changed is the following, that if you get to presidential level in Manatech, the reason if you reach presidential level, and then you decide that you're going to go off and do another type multi-level marketing company, Manatech is calling you an ambassador as being part of our program. And you can't be an ambassador, you can't be presidential, if you're splitting your loyalty. So what they're doing is implementing a program, and this is going to help because there's been a number of presidentials since the Texas AG case 5 years ago. We saw some presidentials go off, and some of them have been in 4, 5, 6 different network marketing companies by now. But they keep their presidential status because they like to collect that check, but they're at the same time, they're rating downlines, not just their own, but cross-line, because they meet all you guys. You know, us presidentials like Mary Jo, if I would choose to go to another network marketing company, which trust me, I will never do, And if I chose to be totally out of integrity, which is, again, something I would never do, and pursue all of you on this Monday call to come to me along this path to my new network marketing company, what a disaster. And the only reason I have your attention in Manotick is because I'm presidential and because you love my trainings. And for me to take advantage of you would be pathetic. But that happens. And people are doing it in Manotick today. And Manotick is just saying, hey, if you're an ambassador presidential, we don't want you involved heavily in another network marketing company. If you want to take somebody else's products, that's not a problem. They don't mind that you want to take, like, let's say there's a skincare line out there now called Nerium or something, and I've had people in my organization send me stuff, and I go, listen, I am never doing another network marketing company, so don't even think about it. And, of course, you can imagine how many people have approached me on stuff over the years, but maybe I'll take the product. I don't know. I love Manotick skincare products, so I'm using those right now. And I'll probably continue using them, especially since I'll probably get them for free now that I get my 20% credit, right, with this new loyalty program. I can. That's where I can get all my skincare products for free. But the issue is this, that Manotick doesn't want me or any ambassador, presidential, to go out and actively do another network marketing company. And if you do that, they're going to reduce you, demote you in the comp plan to executive pay grade. In other words, you'll lose that additional presidential bonuses. You can't go to, you know, you're not going to be invited. In fact, they've already discontinued inviting these people to, you know, Hawaii. That's happened the last couple of years. But now they're going to start impacting the income that gets paid out. I was on a three-way call with a gentleman out of one of my areas. One of my people put me on a call with this gentleman, and he talked about Visalis. They said, and he told me that Visalis just got done terminating a number of six-figure associates who got involved in, and I don't remember the name of the company, but they had gotten involved in another network marketing company, even though it wasn't a competing product, it was a violation of their policy. So we're not talking, Manotick's not terminating anyone, but it's kind of like just saying you can't earn the presidential bonuses. So you'll be at the executive level. So they'll still make, you know, they still might make a six-figure income depending how large they are, but probably not. Probably most of those people would fall down to probably anywhere from $30,000 to, you know, $50,000 a year in income. But it's a choice they make. We just make you choose at the presidential level. Does that make sense? Any questions about that? I personally think it's a great thing because I think that when you get actively involved in doing something else, you're going to be a natural attractor factor of other people. And as a leader, that's going to, you know, it'll hurt Manotick, it'll hurt your business, and it'll hurt, you have a lot of influence over a lot of people in the Manotick organization. Any questions? Okay, great. So, everybody clear. Okay, all right, everybody.
Rachel?
Love you all. Yeah,
Rachel?
Go ahead. Yep.
I have one question. On that automatic, deleting that 10% discount, are they going to have a choice whether they want to go from either 10% or 20%, or it's just going to be gone altogether?
No. It's going to be choice. All choice. Trust me. I mean, that's critical for all of us because we know that we have a lot of people out there that have been on automatic order taking these products for 10 years, and the last thing we want is disrupt the boat, right? So they're going to have a choice. Okay,
great,
is that
great.
Cool? Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I'm so excited about this, the new stuff.
I know. I'm telling you.
I can't wait. I totally agree that because about the national, because if somebody knows that they can make $1,000 at national,
isn't that incredible? It's going to incentivize people to get the national director. And guess what happens? When you get there, what is going to happen to the people underneath you? They're going to want to be a national director, too. They're going to want to make $1,000, and so you're going to become that's why I call it the national director factories, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, this is Dottie. I was under the assumption that they said that if you were making checks with Manotick, that you wouldn't have the choice, it would just switch you over.
Okay. Dottie, thanks for the clarification. I'm talking about consumers out there.
Right.
Okay. The people that are making income, like Dottie's a presidential, I'm a presidential, or you're a national or whatever, you're going to be automatically shifted to the 20% because you're doing it as an income-earning proposition. Okay, but if you have consumers out there that are just consumers, okay, they're not going to be shifted. The members aren't going to be shifted. The you know, consumer associates you have, unless they're making, and I don't know if they have a cutoff on check, because some of those people might be like Ray Robbins' mom gets a $10 check every 3 to 4 months. I don't know if that person qualifies as somebody that's automatic. They'll probably have some level of income that you have to be earning instead of just dribbling in $2 or $3, because that shouldn't qualify them as automatic conversion. Okay, thanks, Dottie, for bringing that up. Absolutely. I what's in my heart of hearts is I've got a whole hinterland full of people out there that are just on, you know, automatic order. But there could be a lot of people you have in your downline that are just consumers or are making the team bonus right now. Those people will automatically convert to the 20%. So there's going to be a lot of communication out there in advance of it happening. Hello?
I have a question about the team bonus.
Uh-huh.
The new policy will be that it will 600 points from any of the legs.
600 of volume in any of your legs, and it includes all of your orders. So it includes an order that's only $90.
Is that right also now, member orders?
Yes. Member orders qualify.
Okay. Great. Thank
okay?
You.
It's 100% of your GPV. So if you just look at what's my GPV, so all your member orders will qualify as well as your associate orders. And it doesn't matter what size they are, $25, $50, $75. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah, very cool. Great, great, great. Yeah.
Mary
yep, yep.
Sue?
Uh-huh.
Sue in St. Louis.
Hi,
and,
Sue.
Hi. This morning, a short while ago, in your loyalty example, where you said, say you're buying $159 a month, in 3 months you'd get a $96 product credit. Well,
right.
If that $96 credit were applied to the next 3 month period, would you still then the following 3 months would you get the $96 credit, or would you have to take the $96 credit on a separate order?
No, you take the $96. You who chooses your automatic order for you?
I do.
Right. So if you decided that you wanted to reduce your auto order to 100 and use the $96 to buy the products that you would normally take, you can do that as well. You don't have to maintain the same level of automatic order.
Okay.
You follow me? It just, you have to have an automatic order each period. So what if I did an automatic order for $159 one month, $120 the next month, $100 the next month? Well, then I would still get the loyalty program because I stayed on auto order for 3 months, right? I might have changed what was in my auto order. There's no restriction on that you can't change your auto order. It's just that you have to have an auto order for a three-month period of time.
Right. But so I get... I could not apply any credit to my auto order.
Correct. If you wanted to reduce your auto order to buy get those, you know, like let's say if I was buying a bulk Amertosin a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I bought that on auto order for 3 months. And then at the end of the 3 months, I had $90 of credit out there. I could then change my auto order to just the bulk Amertosin and use my credit to get 3 bottles of plus.
On a separate order.
On a separate order. Or you could, I don't know if they'll come, I mean, if you're talking about saving shipping costs, I don't know if they'll combine them. I don't know what that all, but that's going to be more the administrative work, technical side of it. But it would be a separate order. But I think they probably will allow you, since it's shipping anyway and your credit's stored in the computer, is for you to select on that auto order. Here's my auto order. I want to use my credit. Please add 3 bottles of plus. So your next order could come out with your bulk Amertosin and 3 bottles of plus, and then you'd have your bulk Amertosin. So you can, in effect, reduce your auto order by the products that you're getting credited. Got it?
I think
Mary Jo. Thank you very much.
You bet. You bet.
Mary Jo, will the credit work like the member program? In other words, we're not going to get PPV on what they don't, you know, they get credit on.
Any product that's shipped from Manitech that is shipped free will never carry PPV.
Right.
Correct. Correct.
That's just something to think about, because that will happen if you're one of those that tries to add it all up.
Exactly. If you try to do that, instead of like Mary Jo might go in there and say, hey, I'm going to try some additional products or whatever. But the other thing that's happening to you, Anne, is that you're adding immediately, day one, listen, everybody, what if I'm at 40,000 of volume in my downline right now, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This program's implemented. My GPV just went up to 44,000 in volume. Because the 10% discount goes away. So
sure.
You're adding 10% more volume day one.
Sure. Absolutely. I see it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
So that benefits everybody in a huge way. Yeah. Okay. So that alone might get some of you sitting out there right now going, well, I'm so close to national. Guess what? With that new program, you're going to get over national like that. And yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to work that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
When does the auto order and the
new loyalty program?
The loyalty program, when does that start?
Probably the 8th business period. We're now in the 2nd. So you're talking about 6 more business periods. Okay? So you don't have to worry about it. And you're going to, trust me, what you heard today, I know this is all new to a lot of you, and you're going, oh, my gosh. They will be, even Dottie helping to, you know, add a few things in here. And I tried to do my best at remembering all this, you know, but obviously there are a lot of things that came out at Hawaii. There are going to be a lot more trainings and teaching that goes on. I believe at Manifest they'll probably do a massive program around this, which is usual. Usually Manitech takes, this is a preview of Manifest in a way. They'll take a lot of this material and have trainings and educational seminars and stuff, and they'll have fine-tuned it more so than where it is today. But don't even worry about it. And, I love telling you because I got so excited, so I love sharing this stuff with you guys because I really believe you deserve to know as well what's coming down the pike, especially because it's so darn exciting. But the important thing is don't get overly concerned about it until we learn more about it. And they're going to help us with implementation and education and communication to people in the field. I think it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Mary Jo, one thing they did say was that, you know, it isn't about change, really. It's an improvement. Our comp wasn't broke or anything. It's
right.
Just improvements to the compensation plan. So I think if people use that language, they won't have those fears, because it is definitely going to be an improvement.
There's no thank you, Dottie. Again, absolutely. I got that email from your husband. I was like, yeah, absolute. I put compensation plan changes, and it really is improvement, because the whole concept here is that, you know, obviously the comp plan has worked for years. There are many of us doing great in it, but there's always ways of, you know, making some changes, tweaking it, making it a little bit better. And I think Manitech, to me, because I've been harping on so much of this stuff over the years about putting more money in the early stages of people so that they have the incentive to get to the presidential, because if people don't make enough money in the comp plan early on, they're going to feel like, where am I going here? And they'll lose interest, and then they'll move on to something else. I think this program is off the charts today. I mean, I look at it, I go, brand new person making $1,000 a month. I don't even want to tell you how long it took me to make $1,000. And I worked really hard. I mean, I wasn't like Jet, where he made like $8,000 a month after his first year. I was like really working hard. But this is beautiful, because I can see people in 3 to 5 months making $1,000. I'm not saying people like Jet. I'm talking about the average person out there that works their business in a quote-unquote normal way, that doesn't go out and make, you know, 50 new contacts a day. I don't do that. You don't do that. Most of us don't do that. But I think if you go out there and you just, you know, build your business each day, just trudge along on that, adding new people, helping build new managers, showing the incentive to get to $1,000 on national director, wow. We're going to be really ginning. So thanks, Dottie, for the clarification. And yes, absolutely, undeniably, these are all improvements, every last one of them.
and simplification.
Yes! Yay! Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many of you are happy to see star bonuses go away? Whoa! Yeah, right. I mean, that was like, and trust me, I was one that I knew the program and I worked it like a dog, and I made lots of money. I mean, my second check was sometimes $6,000-$7,000 in star bonuses on a monthly basis. So I knew how to do that, but it didn't make any sense from a perspective of a logical progression of how to build a business. It made people abandon their first four legs and work on their later legs, and I just didn't like that whole abandonment concept. It made no sense. So beautiful simplification, and took a piece out of there that I think that really, it was good in ways, but it had counterproductive activity behind it. So clearly an improvement, absolute.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Do they have that NAS study that you talked about up on the website, or where do you go?
Yeah, I don't know if it's on the website, but I'll be more. You know what? Lydia's over at Manatech headquarters right now, picking some things up that were brought back from Hawaii that we're going to be working on. I will. What if I do this? What if I send it out to all of you when she gets back? How's that?
That would be greatly appreciative.
I'll get it to you, and in fact, I'll get to you my. I might even get to you. I have one that's marked up a little bit, but I'll see what we have in our files, and we'll get that. I'll put send out, and I'll put it. I'm putting in the note on Lydia's desk right now. Super. Thanks.
One other question, real quick. On the Power 400, I never did hear. You know how back in the early years, building your power bonus, it was a cumulative. In other words, you didn't have to do it one business period.
Same with the Power 400. In other words, you start today. You sign up a new all-star. If all you need is four new all-stars that you enroll, and you earn a power bonus, right? If you sign up one this month, one next month, one the next month, one
that's,
8 months from now, there's your four.
Because they went to where in getting that power bonus in between here, that if you didn't do it in a business period, you lost them.
I don't think we ever. I don't remember ever losing it. Really?
Well,
I think the power bonus always worked over it. You could earn a power. The issue with power bonus, you could only ever earn one. And what happened to them? And they said, and if you didn't have an automatic order in, it would erase all your accumulated power bonus credits. I mean, they had so many rules around there.
Oh, that's what it was.
I think that's what you're thinking about, that's what caused you to lose them. Yeah, and people accidentally lost them. Well, that was crazy. So anyway, but no, this has nothing to do with, this has to do with signing up new All-Stars, accumulate four that you enroll, you're the enroller,
right,
over whatever period of time, and you get the power bonus. Yep.
Yeah, that I got heard and understood it got straight, but I didn't hear if it was a cumulative again, so.
Yeah. No, it's cumulative. It just works, and whenever it works, and the beauty of the Power 400 is you can earn 400 of them.
right. What?
There's not just one, so there's a lot of incentive today to go out there and get people in at the all-star level. Absolutely. Yep.
Appreciate it.
And a lot of incentive, I think, now that you look at, when you look at what's coming down the pike on national directors, oh, my gosh.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to be using this material today, even though it's not even part of the comp plan, with the idea of new business builders. I'm going to say, when you hit national director status starting business period 8, you're going to be making almost $1,000 a month. So how would you like to do that? Let's get you to that point. That's going to be your, instead of looking at regional being the first point, that's my first point of attention now in the comp plan. Because really, when you talk about regional director to people and say, oh, you can get make $100 or $200 or $300, I mean, people want to make $1,000, right? That's a good number. And so make it attractive to them. All right. Super duper. And then they can go buy their own car, do whatever they want to do with it. But as I said, I love Sam's attitude about not causing people to go out there. I mean, I can't imagine as a company buying a car for people in their name, putting it in their name, and paying the debt on a monthly basis. But if they don't qualify, then they get charged back. Wow. That burden I wouldn't want. I don't think it's a negative incentive. You're scared and you do business out of fear instead of out of desire and commitment. And it's a little different motivator. Some people use those negative motivators. I don't like negative motivators. I like positive motivators. I don't know about you guys, but that's what turns me on. Okay, any other questions? Like I said, a lot of this is like a little sketchy, but hopefully I gave you kind of a good summary of a lot of things, and there were plenty more, but this is as much as I wanted to go through. I thought tackling that new compliance stuff was wild and crazy. So I love you all, and I'm looking forward to an awesome year, I think. And don't forget, let's all be in Cabo together in September, right? Okay, everybody. Bye.